Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What?
Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice. Sounds nice, great. Nice.
Zombies in town? Oh, there better not be zombies in town. I guess I could always take a shotgun. Sure. Or the frying pan. Ooh, the frying pan. 2x4, too. They work really good in Fallen Earth on them. Oh, yeah. I forgot about my 2x4. I haven't gotten to go in Fallen Earth.
Though there are some zombies there that will not care about your 2x4.
Oh, no. And the ones that kept biting us?
Yes, those two, but there are ones which get into the second sector.
You're mine.
Second sector that are horribly vicious and have, like, some kind of, like, radiation poisoning that they give you that hurts. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, I love good radiation poisoning. So good morning.
What's going on out there?
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I am Ginger.
And I am Corey.
You know, some people are very confused.
I know, right? We just keep switching it around.
Well, which is which? I like Ginger's voice.
Yeah. Ginger has the little girl voice, and Corey has the very sexy talk phone voice. You know that whole thing going on? This little sex
is
phone?
Is it?
Oh, girl, you've got a hot voice.
Mm-hmm. I hate my voice. Believe it or not, as a little girl, I have tapes of me talking. I never liked them. I used to practice.
Me either. I don't hear myself as the little 13-year-old girl until I hear the recordings, and then I'm like, oh, my God.
But you don't. You're so cute. You don't sound 13. You just sound sweet.
Oh. Oh, yes. So sweet.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You know what? I said you sound sweet. I didn't say you were. We know better.
Mm-hmm. You read my chat the other night. I was sweet and adorable about that.
I felt sorry for that guy. Anyway.
He started it.
Sure. Blame it on him.
I will, too.
He didn't go that hard on you. That was mean, Ginger. I liked it.
He didn't go that hard only because he doesn't know how.
Oh, we're moving along. Good morning. Time for some news. And I'm going to, well, it's your turn. Or is it my turn? Who went last yesterday?
I guess it's my turn.
Look, who went last yesterday?
All right, well, I will go first because I have got zombies.
Mm-hmm. We always have zombies.
I know. And we love us some zombies. Digital Reality announces Deadblock, a unique zombie defense game for XBLA, PSN, and PC platforms. Candy Gun Games delivers the first original IP, a unique and entertaining mix of arcade action and strategy gameplay combined with a spooky, cartoony visual style inspired by classic zombie movies. All right, so what is it? United States in the 1950s, rock and roll music was spawned directly from hell and caused havoc to Western civilization. The music was so evil, it even revived dead people, turning them into zombies.
Yeah, that's new.
I love it. Digital Reality announced today that it will publish Deadblock, the upcoming third-person action defense zombie survival game developed by the Hamburg-based studio Candy Gun Games. Deadblock focuses on innovative defensive gameplay in which the few remaining survivors, Jack Foster, a construction worker, Foxy Jones, a traffic warden, and Mike Bacon, a perpetually hungry Boy Scout, have formed an unlikely alliance to protect themselves from the invading undead. Hiding in various shelters around town, they avoid zombies by building blockades, setting fiendish traps, or, as a last resort, using their weapons to fight. In addition to 10 single-player levels, the game offers up to 4-player split-screen multiplayer with an additional 8 multiplayer co-op levels where players can fight side-by-side with their friends. Deadlock was built on Epic Games' award-winning Unreal Engine 3, which offers cutting-edge technology and develops multi-platform products with great efficiency. And the game will be available in North America and Europe on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. Oh, and the PC platform. PC platforms later this year, but there is no set date or price. I'd like a price, but they didn't even give me that. So, you want to see more? Well, you can head over to GameMatrix.com. I just uploaded a whole thing about it and a whole bunch of screenshots. Or you can go to their website, which is Deadlock.com, and check it out. Ooh, looks like they may even have a YouTube channel. YouTube.com/user/Deadlock Game. And I'm going to head over there and go steal their... trailer for it and put it up on Game of Nature. So you don't want to go there? You don't want to. So there. Mm-hmm.
Ha.
I'm a thief. I'm a ninja.
Shh, don't be saying that online.
Ninja.
You don't want the FBI investigating us like Sony.
Sony. Sony's just, Sony.
Well, we woke up to more PSN Apocalypse news.
Are they still getting ganked?
Yeah. Is everybody out there familiar with the term Ellie? It's an acronym. It stands for Extinction Level Event. That's what's going on with Sony.
Not good. Not good, yeah. Sony.
Well, Sony was subpoenaed by New York Attorney General. The report has claimed that the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has subpoenaed Sony for information on what it told customers about the security of the PlayStation Network. An anonymous source talking to someone over at Bloomberg believes that Schneiderman has requested the information as part of an ongoing investigation into the recent PSN and SOE security breaches, which resulted in, the data loss of millions of subscribers or compromised data of millions of subscribers. He says, we'll review and respond to this request, and we'll continue to work with law enforcement authorities as they investigate the criminal attack on our networks. This is a statement that Sony sent over to Bloomberg. The situation surrounding the breach is growing increasingly complex as a congressional hearing on the matter develops, with SCEA President Kaz Hirai, whose name we keep screwing up, and he penned a personal letter answering 13 questions on security posed by the committee. Ouch, Sony. This is not looking good. We keep saying that every day, but it gets worse every day. I can't believe it gets worse every
and
day.
Every time I think, it can't get any worse, it can't. Just another one comes at them. And unfortunately, like I said yesterday, I think a lot of these Congress members, a lot of these representatives are doing it to jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah.
We're coming up for time to be voting on different things. They're trying to get their names out there. And because most of us are lazy and we're not actually going to research who we're voting for, we're just going to go with the name that we've heard the most.
Or the one that looks the nicest on camera.
Or the one that looks the nicest on camera, exactly. And what we should be doing is actually paying attention to what these guys and girls are saying, because some of them are dumb and how they ever got to where they've gotten, I have not a flipping clue. You know they go to bed at night with headphones on that say, breathe in and breathe out. Truthful.
This is very true, but you also have to keep in mind, people, if you put these people in office and they start taking away the stuff you like, your internet, some of your games.
My internet from my cold dead fingers.
right. So if you need to be paying attention out there, what's going on, especially with Sony, because they're not just attacking them, they're attacking us. Some of them are, if you pay attention to some of the stuff we're telling you, they're sneaking in some other little tidbits. These games, you know, this is the problem. Yeah, pay attention.
Like the other day, a friend of mine, well, you probably saw it on Facebook, I posted about the deal with Time Warner and AT&T capping, you know, our usage and whatnot. And he was like, they do?
Yeah, they do now.
But this guy had not a clue. And it's like, we play games together. How do you not notice this? How do you not keep up on this? But
people don't. They just don't. They think it's perfectly fine.
Mm-mm.
Everything's fine. They would never do that. They will. They can and they will.
They can, they will, and they already are. And you probably don't even know it.
And nothing you can do about it now, other than what I said. I have not forgotten. I'm serious. I'm still looking for a place. I have contacted the people that do the demand thing, you know, where you demand the video or movie comes to your town. I'm trying to see if I can get them to do a demand for Fios to come, because right now in most towns, Comcast, except for, you know, I think the West Coast, Comcast has a complete monopoly.
A true story. That's all I have in my area right now. Well, it's Time Warner here, but it's all I have.
Yeah, you don't have a choice, or the only choice you have is not really a good choice. I mean, there's clear internet here, but as a gamer, I can't use clear internet. It's not going to be fast enough. I'm going to be irritated. So I want some Fios. That's the only other high speed thing that's out there. So that's what I would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, we'll keep you updated. Ginger, what you got?
All right, I have gotten more zombies. Yes, I do. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with the launch of Microvolts, a new zombie mode. Fight the undead with today's launch of the new zombie mode and trailer. Rock Hippo Productions is pleased to announce that its new zombie mode for the anime-inspired cartoon-style third-person shooter MMO shooter Microvolts. That was a long name, people. Microvolts launched today. The highly anticipated new mode allows players to become zombified and take on the role of a zombie toy in this popular third-person shooter currently in open beta. In addition, the company has launched a new trailer that depicts the new zombie mode in action. And I will get that trailer up on our website in just a little bit. Looks like they have it over at microvolts.com, too, if you want to head over there now. With the introduction of zombie mode, even toys can become zombies as infected players take on the role of a zombie toy, with unique abilities to hunt players with uninfected toys. Uninfected players will have all weapons available but may not have as much ammo as they are accustomed to playing with, which may leave them vulnerable to a zombie toy. This is hilarious. Howard He, president of Rock Hippo Productions, says, "The new zombie mode is great because not only does it introduce zombies into gameplay, but it also forces uninfected players to strategize with new weapons and less ammo than they are used to. As players dive into the new zombie mode, they should also keep an eye out for news of some exciting upcoming events we have this month in celebration of the addictive new mode." So in order to fight off the hordes of toy zombies, players will have access to special zombie mode weapons. These will come in drop boxes randomly in the middle of a match, so players need to make sure to be the first to get to the box. There will be 4 new zombie mode weapons in total, each with their own unique ability. 2 of the new weapons to make their debut include the Firestorm and Blizzard, which both live up to their names. Ooh, I may want to play with the Firestorm. The Firestorm lights up the competition in a blazing storm of fire, burning pesky zombies to a fine ash, and zombies will freeze in fear at the chilly cold whirlwind of ice that the Blizzard dishes out. This sounds hilarious. All right, so Microvolts features fast-paced third-person shooter action and pits players against each other in a secret battle that has been waged and going unnoticed right in our own backyard for years. No one knows for sure when or where the first toy declared war, but rumor has it that the uprising began with 4 original limited edition figures codenamed Microvolts. Battle lines were drawn when Naomi, Nox, Pandora, and Chip, the prototypes, were soon joined by an endless number of modified versions. Now toy figures around the world are engaged in an all-out war for valuable battery resources and supremacy of the micro-world. All we can do now is stay out of their way and wait for a champion to be declared. That sounds like fun. I think I may actually have to go grab this. Mm-hmm.
And there's zombies in it.
There are zombies. And you get to play a toy, which is so cute. Oh,
I don't want to be a toy. It's a toy zombie.
That makes noises.
It makes noises?
The website did.
I was like, it makes noises? What kind of noises are we talking about these toys are making? That doesn't sound good. Be very careful, people.
Not SL. These are it's rated Peggy 12, apparently. So.
Yeah.
But then again, they did rate that one game Peggy 12.
We Dare,
and that should not have been a Peggy 12 game at all.
Very, very true, people. All right.
You English folks, y'all are freaks, just to say. You know, hey.
Hey, watch that.
Freak.
Hey, watch it. You're going to get me cut. You're going to get me cut. Hold on. I got to refresh my page here.
She may not get cut. I may get cut before she gets cut.
Well, I'll get cut by proximity. Anyway.
Never mind. Yeah, no, not gonna ask.
Don't.
Well, the lovely people that made the game called Castaways are won the BAFTA awards. They won the the ones to watch awards. What they won, and they also joined Setco Limited. Thomas Finlay joins Castaway developer together with Simon Turner following successful application to Abertay University's prototype fund. And this is from Liverpool, England, Ginger. from Ginger. following I can't talk today. It's worse than yesterday. Following its successful application to Abertay Prototype Fund, Setco Limited announced that it has been joined by two graduates through the Abertay Talent Pool to work on Castaways, which is a social RPG where players are stranded on a mysterious island and must survive, prosper, and maybe even escape. The game is currently available on Facebook and will be launched on other platforms soon, and I now must go over and play it. Thomas Finlay, who's the winner of the 2011 BAFTA Ones to Watch Award for his work with that game studio, and that's not that's the name of the studio, that game studio. I love it. See? Easy to pronounce. And a recent graduate of the University of Abertay Dundee, which is in Scotland, has taken up the position of game designer on Castaways and is contributing to the development of new game features, the ongoing improvement of the player experience and creation of new story arcs, game activities, player goals, and items to collect. Being part of a team that won the 2011 BAFTA Ones to Watch Award was a fantastic experience. Wow, he didn't say excited. And joining the talent team at Setco almost immediately afterwards to work on Castaways has broadened my horizons even more. I'm keen to break into the game industry full-time, and so being part of such a closely knit team that's led by three industry veterans is giving me some valuable experience and insights, and that's from Thomas. Let's see what else they have interesting. There's a lot of interesting information, which we have already put up on our site. But if you want to check out Setco, because I'm really interested to see what they've done with the Castaways game, if it's just like every other game, you know, gather five fruits. Now click here, which gets boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or does it require you all to work together, which would be completely different and interesting. Not, you know, interesting isn't send me five horseshoes, but, you know, you have five fruits together and then this person has, you know, this much together. And if you don't, you all die. Would be nice. But you can go check out their website, setgogames.com, also on Facebook at /setgogames. Or if you want to play the game, Castaways game is also on Facebook. So they have two different pages. And they have a Twitter, which is at setgogames. And all that information is up in a press release on our site, along with their lovely logo, which is, I don't know what that logo is supposed to be, but, well, no, I'm sorry, there's not the confusing logo. That's the next story. But, yeah, so they have a nice logo. I might throw up an image from the game. It doesn't really show anything as a problem. But it's still in beta, people, so don't go over and go, this game is stupid and it doesn't work. It's beta.
Yeah, let's not do that.
It's beta. Try it out first.
You know they're going to. Anyway, so we can tell them not to, but they're going to. They're going to be like, oh, my God.
I'm going to not play this game ever again.
That's fine. Is there a way to headshot these people? Because, yeah.
I'm thinking so.
Mm-hmm. They need to make sure that I have a way to headshot these people.
I'm sorry, I'm playing now, so y'all deal with it.
Awesome. All right, what do I have next? Ooh, I have some Mac love. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Three Musketeers, One for All, now on Mac App Store. Legendo Entertainment today announced that its sword-swinging platform adventure, The Three Musketeers, One for All, is available for Mac users around the world. The game has been remastered in full HD and can be downloaded from the Mac App Store now. Dan Moore, PR and community liaison of Legendo Entertainment, says, we are introducing the HD remake of our much-loved Musketeers at an attractive price of $6.99 or $5.49, whatever the little C sign is, so cookies, price to Mac users around the world. He goes on to say, we think Macs have a bit of the magical Amiga feel to them, which perfectly suits Amiga. How about Amigo? Anyway,
it might be Amiga.
Which perfectly suits the soul of our classic little platformer. The Musketeers have been imprisoned by the villainous Count Xavier and his lieutenant, the sinister Orsini. Orsini? Anyways, players take on the role of Porthos and Legendo's The Three Musketeers, One for All, a swashbuckling platform adventure featuring lots of jumping, lush locations, tons of collecting, and a variety of enemy guards and creatures, traps, and obstacles.
So they say it's incredibly easy to play. Use the arrow keys to move, space to jump, and X to attack. Fantastic real-time 3D graphics that provide a unique cartoon look. Feels like an animated movie, they say. Duel countless enemies, solve fun puzzles, and avoid fiendish traps. Locations include lush forests, dark dungeons, towering castles, a haunted abbey, and more. Features three different endings, by the way, so that's kind of awesome. Again, this is for the Macs, so us PC users who are almost so much better than Mac users, because, you know, we're all awesome like that. We can't play this. Mm-hmm. But you Apple players, y'all can play it. You can check it out at 3musketeers-game.com.
I'm by computer, something, you know, like that.
She's by. By computer.
Shh, no comments.
No comments? That's fine.
Shh,
I know the truth.
But what? What is the truth? Okay. Well, those of you who like Bounty Hounds will be happy to hear this. The homepage is now live, and the closed beta is getting closer. The German games company, yes, that's the name of the company. I like that, too. The German games company. No, it's not the name. It's just bad writing on the PR. People, it's called Inno Games. It's just launched their homepage, bountyhounds.com, for the upcoming science fiction spectacle, Bounty Hounds. You know what? I just give up. I'm going back to bed. Bounty Hounds Online. The page contains news about the free-to-play MMORPG, including screenshots and videos, as well as information regarding the closed beta, which will begin soon. Simultaneously, Inno Games revealed more details about the game's features and the story, which is set in the 25th century. That's in the future, for those of you who aren't sure. In BHO... Man's first encounter with extraterrestrial intelligence led to a huge galactic war with the birth of the federal government. War has officially ended and military forces have been reduced. The peace that followed, however, is merely a facade. It's always a facade in the game, isn't it? And the government now relies heavily on private military companies, also known as PMCs, for their protection. These mercenaries, also known as bounty hounds, are uncontrollable and their numbers are growing. As one of the mercenaries who survived the Galactic War, the player will be part of the private military, fight for mankind, and become a true hero. And this is up on our website if you want to read more about the game. I'm trying not to go read out everything to you. I do want to let you know that this is they're saying that there is no free-to-play science fiction game like ours with comparable quality. Bounty Hounds Online will set new standards. It's high-end graphics, it has role-play aspects, and concrete action in combination with challenging strategic elements guarantee for an exciting experience and long-lasting motivation.
Are there real characters?
I do not know. You can probably pop over to bountyhounds.com. That is a tongue twister.
Is their armor actually armor, or is it just barely covering the boobs armor?
I don't see any pictures yet, but they have said they've done titles like Tribal Wars, The West, and Gripolis. I have played The West, and it was pretty interesting and a little bit monotonous considering it was a simulator. But not, it wasn't entirely bad.
Okay. Well, then I'll check it out.
Well, I do want to tell you guys this, and we'll be posting this up on the site too. And I do this every now and again, not with any type of regularity, and probably Ginger will fuss at me after the show and say, "You should be, do it." But I just asked a question on Twitter. Some of you out there, feel free to respond all day if you like, which is, do you think Sony can come back from this? And I got what you heard. My tone was that somebody was responding. Mr. Sharif Jackson, hi.
Hello, Mr. Jackson.
Said, once it's back up, PSN, and the next cool game comes out, people will forget. Gamers are a fickle bunch. And he might be right. That's if the government doesn't get them, though, Sharif. We're not worried about us. It's the government that's trying to crush them. hopefully they have enough money to fight back. Anyway.
All right. So what have I got? Oh, those are both kind of short. I may run those together. All right. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. They pulled it from Develop. Developers could get a decent 25% tax credit on production costs if their products bear a Made in Massachusetts logo. Massachusetts bill flirts with video games tax breaks. According to data provided to developers by a tax specialist firm, any developer making less than $1 million would be eligible for the 35% payroll credit. The savings would not be transferred to individuals, I'm going to lose my voice, but to studios' accounts. In other words, if the bill were to be passed, Massachusetts studios could attract better talent with better wages. The information comes from a new developed feature that taps two executives from specialty tax services providers. Taps two executives from specialty tax services provider Alliance Group, who details the benefits of the bill. Alliance Group Managing Director Dean Zerbe, and Senior Associate Angelique Garcia said that the proposed tax breaks for video game studios would turn Massachusetts into a safe haven for game studios. The Massachusetts bill was put forward in April. But thus far, no decision has been made by lawmakers. If enacted, Massachusetts would join several states that offer tax breaks to game developer tax That's written weird. I think they typoed. Anyways, those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Maine, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Rhode Island, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And the only one you should really care about there is Texas. Just saying. Massachusetts does already offer tax breaks for film production, but again, Texas is better, so come here, don't go there. You don't want to go there. They have snow and rain, and it's going to go underwater. You don't want to be there. Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently we have no water. We're going through a drought, so. Sad. It's very sad here.
Yeah.
I washed my car yesterday, and it's so not wet here. So
have the hell damage inspected, and it's so dusty and dirty. I mean, I live on a dirt road. It's kind of one of those, do I spray it down?
I don't live on a dirt road.
Back down the dirt road just to go back to town. So.
Yeah, I don't have dirt road, and it was still just as bad. And I couldn't even wash all the dirt off, I'm telling people. And I scrubbed by hand. It's bad. All right, we need some other, some rain. But anyway,
Sorry, my phone is apparently loud. I've got another short little one.
Oh, go ahead. We didn't even hear your phone, by the way.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome. Because that was loud. Aeon 2.5 and Empyrean calling live date announced. NCSoft is excited to announce that the Aeon 2.5 update, Empyrean Calling, will go live on European servers on the 25th of May. New instances, quests, and graphical enhancements will deliver a steady course of content, while a new mentoring system will help veteran and low-level characters alike on their journeys. The update also features an improved graphics engine, new characters, customization options, new pets with special abilities, and more. For a complete overview, check out the full patch notes at the official Aeon website, which is aeononline.com. Yeah, I may even get those posted up on our website in a little bit, gaminghx.com. So
they are huge. You know, the NCSoft people do not understand the shrink it down type of thing.
Mm-mm.
So these images are the size, altogether, are the size of a game themselves. That's what I was just looking at.
Jeebus.
You see that? 654 megabytes for images? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful game, though. I did quit for several reasons. I won't go into them because, you know, some of y'all still might want to play, but it was a beautiful game. So check it out.
It is. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. Well, these UK people, gotta love them because they love us. We love you. Are saying it's time to get behind the Scottish. Nah, you guys are dirty. I don't mean that way. TIGA is a trade association representing the UK games industry, and today they called on Scotland's political parties to back TIGA's manifesto proposals to ensure that the Scottish games industry can flourish over the next parliament. TIGA made the call in light of elections to the Scottish Parliament today. Now, the details of the proposals were published in Driving the Scottish Video Games Industry Forward, TIGA's manifesto for the Scottish video game sector. Good God. Did you already read this, Ginger?
I don't think so.
That's because there's a whole bunch of long titles. They're all running together for me. TIGA called on Scotland's political parties to set up a creative content fund to finance new content development, measures to enhance access to finance, support skills development, and to market Scotland aggressively as a good place to do games business. Dr. Richard Wilson, the TIGA CEO, commented, "Now is the time for Scotland's political parties to back the games industry. Our manifesto sets out the challenge on providing the policies that will enable Scottish video games industry to thrive in the global market. The opportunity for jobs and growth in the game industry will be significantly affected by this, decisions made at Holyrood." I hope I said that right. In particular, measures to support new content creation, improve access to finance, and support for workforce development will make a real impact on the future of the Scottish games industry. Additionally, the Scottish Parliament and the government should put real pressure on the UK government to introduce games tax relief and to continue to enhance the existing R&D tax credit. I love this. I love that they are so organized and they're so, you know, compared to us.
I know, right? And you'd think we'd be better, but I guess we're not.
We have a few political organizations here, which is what makes it look bad to me. Being all the ones that we have, we should be better organized. But with this, like I said, the stuff going down with Sony, nobody's stepping up. I do believe if this had happened in the UK, probably Tiga would be all over trying to. Well, it did happen in the UK, but you know what I'm saying. If it originated here, if Sony wasn't an American company and they were a UK company, I think they'd have a lot more backing because they're not getting any help from us here other than us here at GGR saying, "Come on, get up, Rocky, fight back." But I they're always so organized. They go to the government first, where we're just kind of here taking the kitty stance. You know what I mean by the kitty stance?
Mm-hmm.
I already told you I was going to do it. Type of stuff instead of saying, "Hey, we did it and we want to put it in your face before you come to us." We're waiting until they come to us, which is not good. Anyway, I have another comment up on the Twitter. Hope Gaming. Hi, Hope Gaming. Those are some girls. I like the girls. They're saying they believe Sony can come back. I'm kind of paraphrasing your comment. They said they had to go public with it, but server breaches happen every day, and some are big and some are little. See, Sony, people still love you. The people still love you.
I love you. You brought me Sonic the Hedgehog, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They bought me EverQuest. That was my first MMO addiction. So.
Yeah, I got to give them that, too. That's what got me into gaming for the most part.
But after that, it was addiction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did, like, consoles and whatnot, but I didn't really get into MMOs until EverQuest.
Mm-hmm. Evercrack.
Yeah, on Dark Age of Camelot.
Oh, yes, that was another one for me.
I missed that game. Seriously, Mythic, please, for the love of God, if somebody's out there listening who works for Mythic, please. Please revamp the game and bring it back. I will come back.
I would like to point out to you, Miss Ginger, there are tons of Mythic people in Second Life. You just need to look at the profiles.
I got to find them, and then I got to start stalking them, and then I got to find them and break their legs and tell them, build me my game.
No, what you do is put the pretty pixels in front of them and say, "Hi, my name is Ginger." My name is Ginger. What's your name? And you got to say, "Yo, it can't be your. What's your name?" Okay.
I missed that game. That game was so awesome.
Indeed it was. That was pretty short. If you don't mind, I have another short one I'm going to throw in there. You Steam people, you know that game that's up on Steam? They're like, "Which one, nutty girl?" It's Cargo, The Quest for Gravity. It's available on Steam for just a few days now. In order to bring to life the official website Cargo-Game, every week they will introduce a new character from the exceptional world of Cargo. And I wanted to throw this one in because this is a lead character, a protagonist, and it's a girl. She's an engineer in training. She's good at fixing things, not so well at talking to the gods and the self-centered captains. Her name is Phlox. Yes, like Hawks, Phlox. Phlox has a straightforward, with both feet on the ground attitude towards things. Naturally, the current everything is just flowing around without weight situation isn't really her thing. She also has a mechanical brain. Why? She doesn't know. It's hard to remember the time before you had a brain after all, but one thing is for sure, the brain has come to stay. And we have an image of Phlox, and I am absolutely adoring her. We're putting it up on the site because, wow. This is awesome. I got to give the people the credit. Thank you. I want to play this. I'm harassing them. Just because there's a girl in it. But this company is actually not U.S.-based. They're from Germany. See, the people overseas, they got this stuff together. Come on, you guys over here. They're talking about the monarchy and how it's all backwards. You guys are backwards. Get some women in your games. We love it. So anyway, I'll have that up for you shortly. And you can go over again and check out their website, cargo-game.com. Or go ahead and download it on Steam and check it out.
Yay!
Cargo is awesome. I'm loving her. Wait till you see this, because Ginger's like, now, yeah, right, Court. Wait till you see her. She's right up your alley.
Right up my alley.
She got a whole bounty hunter, steampunk punk, just all this. It's very light, though. It's not heavy. Just enough.
Very nice. Very nice. I'll have to check that out then.
And the scissors, look, I'm sorry, it says in the scissors that she's got in her glove, made for cutting. I'm liking it.
Ooh. Awesome, awesome. Well, this next game, the girls are not so, yeah. Anyways, Age of Games reveals a Defender of the Chicks. Mm-hmm. Independent Portal Age of Games reveals the development of Defender of the Chicks. All right, da-da-da-da-da-da, you've already told me that. In the dark lair of Age of Games, a group of trained killer apes is developing a new totally politically incorrect game. Born from the hit series King's Island, playable on Age of Games, Defender of the Chicks is a fun 3D action RPG with strategic elements typical of tower defense. Defender of the Chicks is an irreverent game characterized by a strong humorous component, which players will assume the role of Captivo, an angry, grim-looking anti-hero who is deep down in his soul so very deep down, basically good. Alongside the protagonist, there will be several companions standing out among them, the fascinating witch Lola, always ready to criticize Captivo for his rough ways and his tendency to run after pretty girls. Hordes of incredible and bizarre enemies, from the peasant zombies, armored mad cow, to the gentleman giant, assault the cities Captivo must defend by building towers and leading his men to save the most beautiful women of the kingdom from the clutches of a bad, naughty, and horny king. Oh my god. So this is written kind of poorly too, but it sounds hilarious, so I think I'm going to play it quick. You can now follow all the updates of Defenders of the Chicks on the portal Age of Games. In order to something about money. All right. All right. Anyways, yeah. So that's the game. Head over there and check it out. Looks like they actually sell it for $9.95. I'm not sure. They're kind of wording that strangely.
Tinder, that's all kind of wrong. Yeah, go over there and check it out.
Seriously, head over there, check it out. They may charge you. I'm not quite for certain. I'm trying to figure that one out because they worded it really weird.
Okay, are you done?
I think I'm done.
I'm not sure.
I'm sitting here turning my head sideways at this thing like that's going to make it make any more sense to me, but...
Sometimes it helps. The brain hits the side of the head. No, I'm kidding.
something, because... Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I do believe they're selling the game for $9.95. I think that's what they're trying to say there, but they're beating around the bush. So.
As they tend to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not saying charging. They're saying for you to become a supporter. So wait. I have to be a supporter to play your game, or what?
That sounds like when you go to places, it says, you don't have to pay to get in, but a donation of $5 minimum is... Excuse me.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's not a donation. That's
making me pay for it. Well, legally, we can't say pay. No, but you still put a minimum on your donation, because if you just want a donation, I could put a penny in. You should be fine with that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let me see where you guys are going.
Uh-huh. What am I looking at?
That's right. Well, lovely people, this comes from our friends over at GamesIndustry.biz. They're saying, here's the future. Hardware will innovate, but the software is stagnating. This is from Ed Fries, who's the ex-Microsoft executive who was a driving force behind the founding of Xbox. He said that there's plenty of room left for hardware innovation, but the big-budget software is in danger of stagnation. I'm inclined to agree with him. He did an interview today with GamesIndustry.biz where he spoke about the problems inherent in multimillion-dollar game budgets and the risk aversion which they incur, but remained confident that the Kinect-style environment sensing technology would keep hardware innovation moving. I don't think so, Ed. But he said, I was on the board of a company called Kinesta, which Microsoft purchased last fall. They make, well, Kinect-style technology, and it's probably the easiest way to describe it. He says, I think that's a rich vein of innovation that Microsoft's going to be pursuing. I'm not sure how the other companies are going to react to that. He says, certainly those depth-sensing cameras are going to get better and better, which I agree with, so that they can really differentiate what's happening in a room, movement of fingers in the hand, highly detailed data, I think, that's going to open up a potentially interesting new interface, he said, to technology as a whole, but primarily to game designers. And, of course, he says it's really easy to predict the future. The hard part is predicting when the future is going to happen. And he's worried more about the innovation on the software side, honestly. I'm not so worried in one sense. And we could probably talk. You know, it is Thursday. We can talk about some of that later on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 'cause anywhere where my head just went with some of those innovations, and yeah. how you started talking about seeing fingers move and everything else, and I was like, yeah, I know the first games those are going to come out with.
Well, they tried, but, you know, Microsoft blocked it. I do have to pat them on the back for that in one hand, and on the other hand say no, why not let them make it? That's an untapped market that people are making millions on, games, adult-type games.
Mm-hmm.
As I've told you before, we won't say them on the air here because sometimes we do have some little girl ears listening, but there are websites that's all they do is game reviews for adult games, and there are tons of adult games. So that's an untapped market. You have blocking and rating systems. I know it's a sticky subject. Bad choice of words there. It's a sticky subject. But
oh, my God.
But I think it's an untapped market.
I don't
care how many people say that they're not interested in sexual games. If that was the case, then the people in Second Life that became the first Second Life millionaires that made the Excite, and if you don't know what Excite is, when you go into Second Life, just make that your first stop. That's where everybody goes anyway.
That's very true. First thought. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, first Second Life millionaires. And we don't mean Lindens. I mean they sold their Lindens and have a million or more real money from selling these items in Second Life. So if nobody was interested in sex in a game, they wouldn't be millionaires. So we need to quit lying.
That is so very, very, very sadly true.
Yeah, it makes money, and some people would have some jobs. I'd go work there.
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat. I'd lend my little girl voice.
Of course, I dress like a nun all day at work, but I go work. I don't want anybody getting any ideas. I'm here to work.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very full of grace, you know, whatever. So anyway.
This woman has corrupted me.
I have done nothing.
Nice and innocent. And then I met Corey.
Well, you could go. Yes, Asha, time for a second break. You could go check out the interview with Ed Fries over at GamesIndustry.biz and leave him a comment. There's an interview there, and of course, this article that I just told you about. So, again, you do have to have an account to get in. Don't start freaking out because you can't read the article. Like somebody sent me an email yesterday. I tried to go read it. I couldn't get in. It says sign up for a free account. And of course, we got 2 minutes. Time for us to take our break. Let's do some.
Maybe I'm in love with you.
No. No. That's for tomorrow. We have to give that to you tomorrow. Nope.
Oh my God! Leroy got attacked by zombies! No! Not zombies!
I'm waiting for somebody to draw me a cartoon where Sony is getting attacked by the zombies and the zombies are conquering.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you.
That's from Left 4 Dead. Get Out Alive. I keep dedicating that to Sony.
I'm back. I love that song.
I like it.
You can sit on the
side. And guys, keep in mind, you guys here who are listening live, we are going to the non-streaming portion of our show. You can download and do the rest of it later. And those of you not listening live, we'll be back in like 40 seconds or so. You can find this news and all other news at our site, GamerNations.com, Gamer Girls Radio, or you can stalk Ginger personally on the site.
Yeah, stalk with it. Stalk.
Yes, she says that until it happens.
I'm following you. I'm not scared. Southern girls, become prepared. Bring it, bitch.
This is true. I need this for the car.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
I forgot to take Link with me yesterday, by the way.
Oh, poor Link. He got left behind.
He did. All right, we're back on the other side, and we made it out alive.
Oh, guess what I got? Guess what I got? Is it good?
Oh, is it juicy? Yeah.
Tell you, I got a game that you're gonna want to play, and you're gonna be jealous. Nah, 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 nah. Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be jealous.
I will snatch it away.
Oh,
I got some juicy news just popped up in the box. Mm.
Oh. Is it my turn or is it your turn then?
I don't know, girl.
Well, shall I go?
Go ahead, girl.
All right, because we just heard the song. I've got Zombies. Oh, yes. Zombie Tycoon takes home FITC Award for Best 3D Flash.
I just posted that up.
Did you?
Very nice. Continue, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Just continue, ma'am. Continue, please.
Okay, I will. Frima Studios, Canada's leading independent game developer, has announced today that Zombie Tycoon I Still Demo has won the FITC Award for Best 3D Flash. Built using a combination of Adobe's Molehill technology and Frima's proprietary I Still 3D engine, Zombie Tycoon is one of the most advanced Flash games to be released. The honor was given at the FITC Awards in Toronto on May 3rd of 2011. Steve Kocher, CEO of Frima, says, "We are thrilled to have been recognized for our achievements in 3D Flash." And I'm going to kill this name. I'm sorry. Luke Belio, our CTO and our entire R&D team, did an exceptional job working with the 3D technology to create the Zombie Tycoon I Still demo. People stop texting me, please. Thanks. Frima has also focused on new and cutting-edge technology, and this award inspires us to continue to be a leading-edge video game developer. In Zombie Tycoon, players control their very own horde of ravenous zombies. Developed in just a few months by Frima Studios and R&D team, the Zombie Tycoon Ice Still demo offers three levels of zombie madness. Two game modes are available to try: Mild, which offers players a chance to explore and conquer the game world, and Chunky Mode, which offers players the chance to see the full power of the new technology with over 100 zombies moving on the screen at the same time. Zombie Tycoon I Still Demo was also nominated for the Technical Excellence in Flash Award. And to play the Zombie Tycoon interactive demo on Adobe Molehill, you can go to molehill.zombietycoon.com.
Yes. Zombie Tycoon. That is sexy.
Were you already over there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, am I muted? I'm not muted, am I? Okay, no, I'm not.
Uh-uh.
Oh, let me lick my fingers and wipe my mouth. Okay. Well, I got some bad news for some of you out there. THQ has canceled Saints Row Drive-By. Yeah, they've confirmed that it ceased the development of the downloadable Saints Row Drive-By for the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. Although the game has never been pictured or demonstrated in public, it was first announced at E3 last year as a key third-party Nintendo 3DS title. It was subsequently also confirmed as a downloadable title for the two HD consoles with the ability to unlock exclusive content in the forthcoming Saints Row the Third. Following the game's listing as canceled on the LinkedIn profile of THQ creative manager Scott Rogers, a THQ representative confirmed to Joystick that "we are not developing Saints Row Drive-By anymore." Too bad for you guys. Too bad, so sad. Well, they were asked to confirm the fate of the lead 3DS version, and they replied that "we have no comment at this time." Previously, THQ has indicated a general plan to support all the major titles with downloadable and portable tie-ins, as well as other cross-media projects. Upcoming title Red Faction Armageddon has already seen the release of downloadable title Battlegrounds and a planned sci-fi miniseries in the works. Volition, the developer of both Saints Row and Red Faction, saw founder Mike Kulas, who exited the company earlier in the week after 18 years at the studio. I believe we told you about Mike Kulas leaving. So that could have some reasoning why, or who knows? They're not telling us. And they've also suffered some losses this year. They lost $136 million. Yeah, so that's not, yeah.
That could be it. And maybe if they didn't release all those stupid balloons.
yeah,
have to pay for the cleanup of those stupid balloons.
This is true. Also, from us. Well, you know, I didn't get to play the second or the next Saints Row, but I didn't play the first one. You all know why. I'm very much a feminist when it comes to my games. I'll play anything, but if it's got a girl in it, I'll put it up front. But when you try to snow me, I'm sorry, we couldn't put a girl in. Now, you're just lying to me.
You're just lying to me.
And we all know how women feel about men that lie to them. Anyway. Mm,
true story.
What cut you to the white meat. Okay. So, I got to stop watching Bernie Mac in the morning before the show. I got to stop.
Is that where you picked that up?
I did. I heard that. I think I was half asleep Monday morning and
You've
I just started saying
it. You've been telling people, man, Ginger's got enough guys with the white meat.
The white meat is up top on the chest. You guys don't like the chicken breast? Anyway. Okay. I'm shutting up now. I am shutting up.
Poor guy, didn't even realize I was doing it, though.
Be nice, Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got?
What have I got? I have got... this is pretty much old news, so I'll read this again. GamePolitics.com, Nintendo confirms budget range, new Wii system bundle. Seen as Kotaku and about 1,000 other outlets outed Nintendo's big plans to create a budget range and release a new lower-priced system bundle, it makes sense that Nintendo would simply come clean. Today, the company did just that, announcing plans to release a new Wii system bundle. The new bundle will retail for $149 and will come with Mario Kart Wii and the Wii Wheel accessory. The new price is for both black and white system models. The new bundle will be available May 15th, well before Nintendo's big system reveal at E3. Nintendo also revealed its new budget range. First-party titles for the low price of $19.99. The budget range will initially feature Wii Sports, Wii Sports Resorts, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Animal Crossing, City Folk, and Mario Super Sluggers. Yay!
City Folk, wait a minute.
Animal Crossing City Folk.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. I have that. I love my City Folk.
I've never played Animal Crossing.
Girl, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody who's never played it, and they're like, oh, it's on the Wii, it's a kid game. Yeah, you sit down and play Animal Crossing for 2 hours and tell me you are not addicted. It's the fishing.
I saw it for rent the other day, so I may have to go rent it and check it out.
Do not say I did not warn you. And the fact that you get to play with, if you have the Wii Speak, which I do, you get to talk to other people in a room with no headset on, which I do like, which means I can move around because I'm always moving. Even when I'm talking to you guys or we're doing the news in the morning, I'm up pacing the floor, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that is wonderful to me that I don't have a headset on and I can walk all through, pretty much through my whole house and be heard most of the time.
Yeah.
And my house is not that small.
Anybody's listening who knows me, Christmas, I want wireless headphones, just saying. All right, okay.
Amen.
I'm done.
Oh, and the Wii Speak is very cheap in comparison to picking up a headset. It's about $19. And if you have a Big Lots in your town, it's even cheaper. And, yes, it does work at Big Lots. Don't, but Ginger, I did warn you. I warned you. You pick it up, I am not responsible. It's a fishing. And you know how you love all those clothes up in Second Life?
Oh, girl.
Yeah, when you go to the City Folk and you get to exchange clothes and sell them and then go back and somebody has bought your clothes and they've left clothes there for you, oh, my God.
I almost grabbed a job in Second Life the other day to support my shopping fund again.
Well, you know I got one on every avatar.
I've got to do something.
Somebody got to pay for this habit I got.
No kidding. That I just got to find me a really very generous sugar daddy.
The Vogue store has bankrupted me.
I know. Oh, girl. No. My newest obsession is silkworms.
Ugh. I have something from them, but the Vogue store, I'm all done. You saw my dress I had on last night. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we have gotten all off the topic. This is for later.
Totally, okay. Totally in love with the whole Korean look. Oh, hot clothes, seriously.
Rare.
Story.
Oh, it's my turn to do a new story, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
See, you started this with the City Folk. Okay. So, we are sorry, you guys. This is what happens when you have women leading a show. We probably should have. Probably should have another show where we just ramble for hours. Somebody out there likes that for some reason. Okay.
You know, we could do that too. Have fun with that. Let's do that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You're asking for trouble. Okay. So
ramble and play music off and on.
It could be called the ramble. That's interesting. Anyway, stop it. You're just distracting me. Okay,
you
so. Well, people that like Dragon Quest, and I do. I have not had a chance to play mine either. I've been carrying that thing around with me in the car, trying to get a chance to play at a stoplight. I don't really care somewhere.
You grant Enix, don't you?
I did. I had my DS in my lap yesterday driving. Like, if I get stuck in the traffic, I am so pulling out the DS. It's going to be some Dragon Quest right here on the freeway. But Square Enix Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 2 Professional has returned to the number one spot in the Japanese weekly software chart a month after its initial debut. It's not made it over here yet. An unusual feat for any game in the fast-moving Japanese chart, the title's success is particularly notable as it's merely an expansion of the earlier 2010 title with new monsters and regions. The Profession Edition sold 74,000 units last week for a lifetime total so far of 411,000 units in Japan alone. Results for hardware sales have not yet been released, and as Japan is currently enjoying the Golden Week series of holidays that run almost an entire week, how hot. There are a few high-profile new releases in the week immediately before the holidays, with the highest ranking being tactical role-playing game Final Promise Story from Emojipak. I think I said that right. It's a PSP title, and it sold 60,000 units in its first week. Ignition's El Shaddai from the ex-Capcom designer Takeyasu Sawaki. Enjoy. Lord, I got to get some Japanese. I got to get one of those Japanese things from my DS and just learn it. Anyway, they enjoyed a strong debut at number three with 58,000 units sold. The Xbox 360 version entered the charts at number 14, and Sony's Patapon 3 for PSP, already released in Europe, sold 49,000 units at number 4, while female targeted dating game, yes, go ahead and roll your eyes, girls, called Starry Sky. In the winter, it sold 15,000 units on the PSP, and it's now at number 9 over in Japan. I'm telling you, they can't release that over here. I'm going to need y'all not to be doing a dating game.
No.
Anyway, you can find their entire chart list somewhere. I can't tell you where. These companies are very fickle about their chart list. I think I got a nice letter from somebody going, that's a violation of something or other. And normally I'd say suck a fat one, but it's daytime. I did. Anyway, we got 2 minutes.
It is daytime.
We got 2 minutes. Can you fit in there?
No, I don't. I was looking. I'm trying to find something that short.
All right, then we are going to move along and say goodbye to you lovely people, and we will see you later on tonight. I do have one quick thing I want to let you know about. There's an LA Noir Social Club they want you to sign up for, and I'll put up the information for that if you want to get in on that. I'm very anxious to play this game. And just because I love some ginger, I'm going to go ahead and do this for you guys again. It is Thursday. We usually say this for Friday, but go ahead.
I needed that today, too.
Okay, guys. I'll run here first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys. I'll run here first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Wait, Leroy. Oh, by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo! Yay!
Oh my God, he just ran in. Wait, Roy.
Bye-bye, babies. See you later.